Jeremy, do you mind having any advice on how to hold a particularly strong fighting spirit sort of teaching like I've been done?
Well, I mean, again, it's sort of the, you know, there's a certain cultural element of, say, if you grow up in Thai society, there's a certain element of gentleness that is part of the cultural conditioning. And so that there's a balance is okay, if you're going to practice and be diligent, then you've got to bring up that kind of effort and balance oneself. a lot of it is to sort of see, well, what is it that helps to decrease greed, hatred, and delusion. If there's this sense of constantly kind of fighting and struggling and in constant confrontation all the time, then there's this agitation that can arise. But if it's a source of okay, I take this seriously, I can't just veg out or eat my fill, go back to my good tea and crash out. I mean, that's not going to cut it by anybody's standards. So that bringing into being some kind of okay, I've got to make a bit of a stand here. I can't just sort of be wishy-washy and just kind of pat my chelaces and look after them, treat them really nicely. It's like, remember Ajahn Chah was saying, when you receive visitors to the, and that's the mind, that sense of, one of the, sayings of the Buddha is how the mind is intrinsically radiant, but it's the visitors to the mind that keep it clouded. And so you say, well, you have to pay attention to visitors that come to the mind. And you know, if you invite visitors into your home and they just make a mess, then you want to close the door on them before they come in. You can't be too polite. And that, it's similar, but in that sense, okay, there's the strong kind of unskillful tendencies are knocking at the door. You want to be sort of being really polite and wishy-washy and invite them in, look after them, keep them comfortable. You want to be able to shoo them out the door. So then similar, there's times when it's appropriate to, just in Ajahn Dhan's talk, he's talking a lot about the warrior spirit, but he's also saying, you need to really investigate and understand. You need to be able to develop loving kindness. And those are easily overlooked, and then we focus on this, gosh, you'd be fighting and struggling and pushing. And because that's what we pick up. And it's good to pick up the whole thing and see what is it that's going to work to allow unwholesome dhammas to decrease and wholesome dhammas to decrease without taking a bias towards one or the other. And so that, I think the thing is that picking up that spirit in terms of how can I be diligent and consistent in my practice? What is it that supports that kind of diligence and consistency? consistency. Because that's really what... and Ajahn Tan's a really good example of somebody who's over many years, he's been extremely diligent and consistent in his practice, and he's received the fruits of that practice.